Wunderparlement.
Wunderparlement.
Yes, do you have my voice?
Wunderparlament.
Apprendre à faire de la radio.
Il presidente.
Uccia radio.
Apprendi a faire radio.
Leer radio maken.
Chaque mois au Parlement européen à Strasbourg.
En el Parlamento Europeo de Strasburgo.
Parlamencie Europejskim w Strasburgu. Czekamy na ciebie.
In Strasbourg.
Toi aussi tu peux venir.
My name is Olena Maksimenko. I'm Ukrainian journalist, war correspondent and writer.
I'm still working in Ukraine.
Yes, of course. I come here just for 1 week.
And is it possible to continue doing your work in Ukraine during the war?
I work as a war correspondent, so I work on the front line. I spend most of my time, big part of my time with Ukrainian soldiers. Of course, it's possible. It's complicated, but it's still possible, and I believe that it's still important.
Are you becoming a war correspondent after the war, or your passion here last all
no,
of your
life? No, it was not my dream. Before the war, before 2014, because our war goes on for 10 years, not for 2 years. So before the war, I wrote about contemporary art and about modern culture. I visited all art gallery in Kyiv. Everybody, all artists know me, I knew them, and my life was quite far from war or policy. I even could hardly tell the name of Ukraine ministers.
After the war, your life has changed, I suppose, and you changed also your profession, as far as I understood, right?
A direction of profession, because it was also journalism, but culture journalism.
Could you please tell how the work of journalist, we can say the journalist in general, change after the war? How is it stays the opportunity to do your job despite of the war?
I wouldn't say despite of the war, because it's because of the war, it would be say correctly. In 2014, when the war started, I was kidnapped. I was one of the first Ukrainian prisoners, because before annexation of Crimea, I tried to go with my colleagues in Crimea and to make a report about what's going on in Crimea. But there were Russian checkpoints. It was before so-called referendum, even before Russia decided that Crimea is not Ukrainian. And they just catched me and my colleagues and stole all our stuff, cameras and so on, tortured us, made shootings. We spent 3 days in the prison, and after that I decided that I want to join Ukrainian army. But I did not see any sense in journalistic job anymore after this adventure. But in 2014, it was big problems with women rights in army, and as I had no military experience and I was a woman, I was not very welcome there, and I joined a volunteering battalion like a paramedic. But as I had a very big experience in journalism, my commander told me to make my usual job, actually, to inform about activity of this battalion. And after half a year of rotation with this battalion, I realized that this job is still important and still has some sense for society. And after that, I started to work as a independent journalist, war correspondent, and I do it till now, actually.
What is your main purpose to come to the European Parliament?
You know, it's like a different side of our war, because I usually see it from perspective of Ukrainian soldiers on the front line in the Gout. And, this was a good chance to change the optic, let's say so, to understand how people here see it and what do they think about it. It was just new experience.
Were something things or something opinion of European citizens shocked for you, for example, or it didn't prevent that, or okay, it's like that?
No shocks, but it was very interesting, like, to see that, okay, they spoke, we just took the part of this communication in parliament, not all discussion, but okay, they first discuss about Ukraine. It means the question of life and death, and after that they speak about European roads and safety on the roads. It's a little bit contrast, but like two questions for us, it's very different, but for people here it's something that go one by one, similar.
Talking about new format in journalism, because I suppose that people are tired to speak, to read about the war every day. Maybe how journalists can keep public's attention this part of it.
You know, for me it's also the question. I have a big pain because in the beginning of full invasion, some of my articles could take 30,000 of likes, and now I go somewhere in a dangerous place, I risk my life, and I see that my text has only 500 reviews, likes, something like that, and I don't, oh shit. So yes, we are all now looking for the new forms, new ways of communicating the subject. For me, it's the question also.
Maybe we can say that we cannot speak about something neutral, like, for example, in your case, maybe art, without talking the war. Is it true, or is still a possibility to continue speaking about neutral without war? Not.
I don't think so, because all our fields of life, there are no fields of life in Ukrainian society which is out of policy. The art, the culture, the, I don't know what else, economy, everything is about the war now for us.
Maybe do you have any messages for European citizens?
Well, what lots of Ukrainian people feel, it's, we have the feeling that, okay, our partner support us. We are grateful for that, really, honestly. It's very cool to understand that we are not alone in this fight. But in the same time, we have the feeling that our partners help us not to lose, but also not to win. So we have some measures which we cannot cross to win, to finish this war. And of course, the feeling is that some partners are afraid of defeat of Russia. And my greatest wish is help us to win finally, because we lose very much of people, really. Everybody, there are a group of 20 people, and every one of us have the personal list of deaths of very, very close people, and it's very complicated to live with that. So, yes, we need the forces who are not afraid of Ukraine victory.
Wunderparlement.
Wunderparlement.
Yes, do you have my voice?
Wunderparlament.
Apprendre à faire de la radio.
Il presidente.
Uccie radio.
Apprendre à faire radio.
Lire radio maken.
Chaque mois au Parlement européen à Strasbourg.
En el Parlamento europeo de Strasburgo.
Parlamencie europejskim w Strasburgu. Czekamy na ciebie.
In Strasbourg.
Toi aussi tu peux venir.